We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Bomani Jones going to join us. You know, you can catch him on High Noon on ESPN 3 p.m. Memphis time. And he joins us now. Bomani, what's up, man?
Hey, man, all good, except for the fact it's freezing cold outside.
Oh, my God, it's freezing cold in Memphis, too. You know, we ain't equipped for this.
Yeah, man, I'm very curious what the concept of freezing cold in Memphis is, because my concept of freezing cold changed when I moved to New York.
Fair enough. Hold on. I'm about to tell you right now exactly how cold it is outside, because I think this may open your eyes a little bit. It's 27 outside in Memphis.
No, you got the right to complain. That's fair. That's appropriate.
And there's a wind chill. All right, so listen, you talked about Memphis and James Wiseman and sort of what they have going on High Noon yesterday. James Wiseman has taken on the NCAA. Can he win?
It all depends on what you mean by win, because I don't even know how much of this is Wiseman taking on the NCAA as much as Memphis and Penny are deciding to take on the NCAA. Like, what I did not realize until this process started was that the NCAA can't actually make you ineligible. They just say somebody should be ineligible, and then the school says, okay, well, we'll go ahead and do that because we're down with this crew. I don't know at what point Memphis is going to back down on this. Like, I don't see a point at which they're going to just say, nah, you guys are right. We'll just let this slide. It's almost too late for that at this point. I just want to know, if this is still hanging and they're in the NCAA tournament and there's a place where Mark Emmert or some NCAA official has to hand a trophy to Penny and James Wiseman, that'll be better than Al Davis and Pete Rozelle in 83.
You're exactly right. So, you know, it is kind of complicated, and you're exactly right. Like, I learned some things about the NCAA eligibility process that I did not know. But because James has a temporary restraining order against the NCAA and as a nominal defendant, the University of Memphis, the contention is that Memphis can't pull, they cannot pull him lest being in contempt of court. Yeah. So that is sort of the situation. At least that's the way it's being positioned.
Yeah, and also, they ain't about to pull him. Right? Like, I don't think there's a set of circumstances under which Memphis is going to pull him, because if they were, they wouldn't have played him in the first place. And look, I actually, as much as people feel like this is an open and shut case, like, I feel like the way that it's interpreted. So let's just say that Penny had gotten the job at Arkansas, right? We're just throwing that out there. Mm-hmm. At least the way that I read this, if Penny had gone to Arkansas and James Wiseman would have gone with him to Arkansas, that would have been fine, because Penny Hardaway is not a booster for the program at Arkansas. Like, they're not even really accusing him of flat-out buying a player. They're kind of backdooring this. And I think that unless you're going to make the argument that Penny moved that dude to Memphis specifically so that he could go to the University of Memphis, then you're not selling me on this. He was just trying to win some high school titles, at least as far as I could tell.
Now, the question is, why does this always seem to happen to Memphis, right? You hear the rumors and stuff and new information, and you see the stuff about, you know, Avenatti said about Zion and all that, but that never gets to a point where the NCAA is looking at it. It's always, and you mentioned even the Rose case where they say yes, and then they come back and say no. Why is it always Memphis, Bomani?
Well, I think this case is interesting because if the NCAA rules do mean something, then this is kind of directly in their faces. And if they go mean anything, then they're going to have to put up some measure of fight, like, in order to do this. That said, they're an outsider, and there's a certain class of program. Like, UNLV falls in a very, very similar case, but once people determine that you're an outsider, you're not supposed to get this. Like, this is what happened when Ole Miss got it cracking in football. Everybody's like, okay, well, the NCAA is going to show up shortly thereafter. And then they ultimately did. Now, to be fair, though, to the NCAA, you did have a coach go to the Final Four and then wind up getting, like, indicted. That wasn't the NCAA's fault. And, you know, Cal invites scrutiny. You know, so there is kind of a, like, we play it close to the line element that's here, but they're not the only program that does that.
Yeah, you mentioned Memphis is the outsider. It feels like there's another layer, though, with Penny. Right, Bomani? I think you mentioned it yesterday. Maybe goes against the typical aristocracy. And I just feel like there's a layer of cool that maybe there's some resentment toward, too, that may lead to a, you know what, I'm going to drop a dime on him.
Yeah, that I do think is interesting, though. Like, whoever dropped the dime on this one, any of us could have dropped this dime. And I guess until we find out what the supposed new information that the NCAA has, like, the thing with Penny on this one that got me was they did this so out in the open. Like, that's why I don't feel like he was operating in the capacity of a booster. Like, I'd like to think that Penny's a little bit smarter about doing his dirt. Otherwise, that program ain't never going to get nowhere if you're just paying people money and telling everybody about it.
Yeah.
Like, you have zero chance of success operating under that paradigm. But no, with the aristocracy part, I do think really matters, and I think that, I'm sure you guys have made this argument before, that the Derrick Rose banner had to come down, but the Corey Maggette banner still stays up. I don't always understand the math and exactly how the NCAA does it, but it does tend to fall down on programs like Memphis.
Well, that honestly, Bomani, even though it's a different administration, that has informed sort of their philosophy and their approach towards this, right? I mean, they don't want to show good faith to an organization that they don't feel like will reciprocate that good faith, and that's why they're sort of fighting this as intently as they are.
And let me tell you, I'm sorry, I forgot, because you asked about Penny. This is the thing about Penny. It took Cal some years to get that recruiting machine humming to where Penny has it right now. Like, people think that Cal just walked in there and all of a sudden you were getting, like, these five guys all at once. That didn't really happen in that way until Kentucky. Like, other than Derrick Rose and DeJuan Wagner, like, you don't really have those guys that he had gotten to Memphis. What Penny is doing, and with no college coaches, is all his NBA guys. And, you know, he's being a little bit of a jerk about it. Somebody's going to try to come for him.
Yeah. So, Bomani, the president in the statement that was released by the University of Memphis, the president said that Memphis wants an equitable and a fair resolution. Like, let's make no mistake about this. The headlines are great that Memphis and James Wiseman are taking on the NCAA, but the university wants this to be resolved. They don't want this necessarily to drag out. So if you are James Wiseman and the NCAA comes to the table and they say, hey, pay back the money, 5-game suspension, would you take that?
Probably. Like, I would think that it's worth it to go ahead and do that. Like, I actually forgotten until somebody mentioned it that even for the $11,000, the suspension was only going to be 10 games. Like, that is what tells me that people are really putting this down on a matter of principle, because you give up those 10 games. Like, that wouldn't have been that big of a deal. And that would have even been under consideration for the selection committee, you know, when they evaluated what your record was ultimately going to be. So that leads me to believe that if they offer them something like that, they're not going to take it.
The player himself look pretty special to you in terms of the things he can do?
Yes, yes, yes. I'd actually talked to somebody, because I don't really keep up with the guys in there in high school. Sure. I just don't have a trained enough eye, right? And I asked the guy, I was like, so what do you say about him? And he was like, I think this is a guy that's going to look better when he's in the NBA than he does in college. And if he looks better in the NBA than he does in college, man, then you can cancel Christmas. Like, that, a guy that height, that's that springy and gets off the ground that fast with that length, this could be frightening.
Yeah. Bomani, I got to ask you, I'm wondering what you think about this mystery surrounding this Kaepernick tryout, that they're not answering any of his questions about who's going to be there. Just what's going on here?
I can't figure it out for the life of me. Like, I got a couple calls out, and hopefully somebody will, like, kind of help make sense. But, like, it almost feels like a shakedown that they're using in order to get him to be there, right? Like, you got to come on Saturday. How about next week? No, you got to come on Saturday. And that's why when Kaepernick said that, I look forward to all the head coaches and general managers. He knows ain't none of them going to be there. So, for the life of me, I can't figure it out. I have had people tell me this, and I'm inclined to believe it. Roger Goodell wants this dealt with, and Roger Goodell wants Colin Kaepernick back in the league. Like, that is something that he wants. And so when we say the NFL, we got to learn to separate it. There's that the league office on Park Avenue, and then there's 32 owners. And I'm inclined to believe that on Park Avenue, they would like for him to be back. It's the 32 owners, though, who are actually in charge.
Hey, Bomani, man, this was great stuff as always,
Thank
man.
You, brother.
We appreciate the time.
No problem, man. You guys have a good one.
Yep. He is Bomani Jones. You can catch him on High Noon this afternoon, 3 o'clock, obviously, with Pablo Torre. I think, you know, he seems to have, you know, I think a pretty good grasp of the situation on a national level. You know, I think obviously, you know, last night during the game, I think they only flashed James Wiseman being ineligible, what, like 35 times?
Well, yeah, get ready for 35 more. Like, that's not stopping anytime soon.
I mean, it was like Boogie Ellis makes a three. James Wiseman deemed ineligible Friday. You know,
he said something that it's the selective nature of it, right? It's what we talked about. It's why they always get Memphis. He said when an outsider to the aristocracy comes and he kicks the door in the way that Memphis has since Penny Hardaway got there. He said this yesterday. I think that's why everybody in Memphis was cheering him on. This is when all of a sudden people decide that they want to shut this down.
Yep.
That's what I'm because it's Penny is what I'm saying. And because, yes, the outsider portion of it, but because it's Penny, it feels like I'm going to shut this down. Rather, we see it at Kansas. We see it at Duke. Nobody's you know, rushing to shut that down. That's the difference. That's what we're so mad about.
Exactly. I didn't realize that the Corey Maggette banner was still up. You know, I don't guess I realized that, and Derrick Rose had to come down.
I just knew it hadn't come down. I don't think any of theirs have.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. Why would they?
Anyway, thanks to Bomani Jones for joining us on the show today. We will come back. Jason and John, 90s here on FM ESPN.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.